Now, anyone who's ever felt a twinge of disquiet when they've selected a crab or a lobster and then watched it being dropped into a pan of boiling water to cook it should perhaps in future trust their instincts, because scientists have discovered that crustaceans do appear to perceive pain. Eleftherios Kasouras from the University of Gothenburg has found that crabs dabbed on their sensitive bits with strong vinegar will administer aspirin in the aftermath to ease the discomfort, suggesting they really are feeling pain.
There are some criteria that need to be fulfilled so we're certain, and we can say beyond an unreasonable doubt, that crustaceans, they experience pain.
Pain is a difficult one though, isn't it? Because it's a perception. I can define pain. I can say I'm experiencing pain and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But how do we know that other animals share that visceral experience, or whether it's just an automatic reflex for them and they don't experience the same emotional effect that we do?
So we worked on shore crabs and we use different stimuli on the soft tissues of the body, like the legs, the claws, eyes and antennae, which is the little pointy things. And we stimulated with acetic acid, which is vinegar, and it's painful to these animals. And we used also mechanical pressure to see how they respond to that. So from these two different stimuli and the responses that we got in the nervous system, we could see that the signal transfers through the body to the brain and a response arises. And we recorded these responses.
Right, so you can demonstrate that they have the neurological capacity to detect a stimulus that we would regard as painful, and it changes brain activity when you put that stimulus into the nervous system. So you're two-thirds of the way to showing that they are experiencing pain. How do we then clinch it to get the final tick in the box that this is then registering in their brain as an unpleasant thing in a way that we would say, well, that looks like they're feeling pain?
We want to inflict pain on them and see how their behavior will change. And then if we provide drugs such as analgesics, imagine aspirin, if they would prefer the aspirin than the pain stimulus, or they want to go to the aspirin to relieve themselves from pain, that behavior will tell us that they actually want to avoid the stimulus no matter what, so they don't experience that. And that's the last step of my PhD, to see how the behavior and learning come into play. And that has not been answered yet, but I'm working on that.
So crabs can take aspirin, really?
Yeah, so far. We tried it on lobsters and it seemed to work okay. But more to come about that too in a next paper that I'm trying to publish.
So summarizing then, you stimulate them with something we would regard as painful. They flinch, effectively. It's like me touching a hot plate. And you can then show that they will actively seek out pain relief off the back of that with things like aspirin, which would kind of suggest that it's an ongoing discomfort for them and they're alleviating it.
Exactly. That's the next step of my experiments.
Well, what are the implications of this then? Because, I mean, we traditionally just get crustaceans like crabs and we dump them in pots of boiling water to cook them. So does this mean then we ought to be rethinking this?
I think so too. And the industry also needs to rethink that. And we as scientists when we use them in the lab. So first, important is we have to find methods to kill them as fast as possible. And then the distribution probably has to be dead crustaceans and not alive ones. And if they're alive, the restaurants or the people that they want to kill them, we need to find methods to kill them fast when we catch them, and probably they have to be dead when we buy them from the shops.
What's a good way to do that then? Not that there's a good way to kill anything, but when it's a necessity, is cold temperature, you think possibly putting them in the freezer to drop the temperature down so they effectively become hypothermic and unconscious or something, is that the best way?
We tried ice slurry because we're on the verge of finding the best method and we're conducting experiments on that. And cold doesn't seem to do the trick, especially on large lobsters. We studied Norway lobsters, langoustine, and they didn't die as fast, even in the freezer in minus 20. So we think the best will be electroshock because it renders them unconscious really fast. We are trying to investigate that more, but I think many companies try to implement electrical stunning as a better method than chilling.
Crabs and lobsters on aspirin. You learn something new every day, don't you? Eleftherios Kasouras from the University of Gothenburg there, and that study has just been published in the journal Biology.